Sunday, June 25th, at Camp David. President called me over at noon for about 2 hours. Had some ideas, further ideas on this surprise trip thing. He thinks he should have Steve Bull along to handle it, that kind of thing, rather than the military aid. We should keep the military completely out of it. He raised again the necessity for always doing something on Saturday morning for the Sunday papers, and that if we do anything in California, we should do it the way he did the deal yesterday. We got into some discussion of the family schedule at the convention and that kind of thing. Julie's been complaining about the writing for her. Apparently Vera Hirschberg has been hired to do their stuff and came up with a two-page piece praising Ralph Nader. President got into some political stuff. He's analyzing the McGovern thing that they now are using three devices to change their image. First, the platform to get him off the hook. Secondly, the acceptance speech, which he'll go very moderate on. And third, a turn to the right on the VP candidate selection. That's going to be tough for him to do, but it's possible that he'll succeed in it. We're talking about Wallace, and he wants to be sure that maybe he ought to go out and see Wallace this week, or at least give him a phone call. He wants to be sure we provide him with a plane to go to the convention without any fanfare or any obligation on Wallace's part. Got into the Martha Mitchell problem. Apparently she not only called Helen Thomas the other night and said if John didn't get his ass out of politics, she was going to kick him out of the house, but her phones were then pulled out, either by her or someone in her room. She's demanded that they be reinstated, and the phone company's delayed on it, and she's now threatened to the phone man that if they don't get her phones in, she's going to blow the whole Republican deal, whatever that means. We talked some about general Southern strategy. The president wants to be sure that the surrogates touch up the Deep South, cover all the small states and so on, and that we should ride herd very carefully on those states and not just take them for granted. He developed again his theory that in analyzing the 60 campaign, we started even in the polls in 60 and stayed even throughout the whole campaign, where in 68 we started out way ahead and eroded down to even. His conclusion is, therefore, that the 60 campaign was more effective than the 68, and that maybe we should be getting out and doing more as we did in 60. I've got to work out a way to talk him out of that viewpoint. End of June 25th.